breaks your heart to see what happens when the Roman Church is accepted as a genuine church.
The Roman Empire was working through the papacy to control people, and obviously they kept them in the dark in regard to, you know, not teaching them the Holy Scripture, not teaching them the Word of God, and that's how they had their control over people, by keeping them blinded and in the dark in regard to the Word of God, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. They created a system of control, and that system of control was the Catholic Church. It's a counterfeit church. Really, it's a counterfeit Christ. And all of their doctrines, all of their teachings really were against true Christianity. But when the Protestant Reformation happened, they created the Jesuit order to remove the Reformation, to counter and attack the Reformation.
The Jesuits were the foremost in the Counter-Reformation, and they set about successfully reconverting people from the Christian faith back to Romanism.
So really they counterfeited Christianity, and they controlled Christianity, and they ruled over the kings of the earth. That really is Mystery Babylon. Let me say this right now. I am not against Catholics. I am not against Catholics. But what we have is a Mystery Babylonian religion. It's Mystery Babylon the Great. What I mean by that is, there is a direct connection between Egypt and Greece and Rome. Walking through the papacy is a continuation of Mystery Babylonian doctrines. I mean, you have Mary as a co-mediatrix, right? Holding Christ. Well, it's not Christ, it's Horus brought forth. It's Mystery Babylon. It's the worship of the Queen of Heaven. Really, it's Semiramis in Nimrod. Babylonian Luciferian doctrine. So on the one hand, they want to destroy Christianity, but on the other hand, they want to control Christianity. So that's what's been happening here. The papacy has created a false gospel to keep people in the dark, to keep them blinded. And then they bring in a counterfeit Christianity, a false gospel. They ultimately brings them under the control of the Pope, which is also a type of Pharaoh. But they bring everyone under the control of the Pope, which is really the Roman Empire, Caesar, you know. And the papacy is, well, Caesar's palace, really. I finally woke up, and I can see the truth. Exposing the Jesuits for years. They are under control of very, very powerful Roman bloodlines. From the very beginning, of course. From the very beginning of the Jesuit order, they were controlled by Roman bloodlines. And that's what's in control here. And they are satanic, they are Luciferian, at the high levels, they are Luciferian, they are Babylonian. What they did was they brought the nations of the earth under the control of the bishops and cardinals and priests to really control the nations of the earth. but also blind them and keep them in the dark in regard to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So the Roman Empire bloodlines were in control of the Catholic Church, and they were really controlling the monarchs, because when you control a monarch, you control that nation. That's it, period. You control that nation. But listen, all of this goes back to Rome. It goes back to the Roman Empire. And, you know, these knighthoods are very, very powerful. Very powerful in regard to the structure. I do believe that Pope Francis is the general of the Jesuits of Rome. I do believe that. But it goes back to the Roman Empire. It goes right back to the ancient Roman Empire. And these high bloodlines, they created the Catholic Church to control Christianity, to destroy Christianity, really, all across the earth. And that really is the truth. I'm sure that this revelation will surprise many people, but I have to bring it out. I have to. Remember, it's the Roman Catholic Church, the ancient Roman bloodlines of Rome. And they use that to control the monarchs of the earth. Keep people blinded, really, and in the dark in regard to the Holy Scriptures. They withheld that. They would not preach or teach that. So they brought a counterfeit gospel. And what they did was, they want everyone to be subject to the Pope of Rome. And he had authority to excommunicate people from heaven itself. He could bind them loose. If you did not submit to his cardinals or bishops or priests, you would be excommunicated from heaven. Well, that is not what Jesus Christ taught. Jesus Christ taught that on this rock, I will build my church. And that was that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and the gates of hell, Hades, will not prevail against it. And Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. Well, of course, the papacy used that and abused that and twisted that to teach that if you don't submit to the Pope of Rome, then you will be excommunicated. So it was just a way of controlling people, really, for generations and generations and generations. The high Roman bloodlines of Italy, they created the Jesuit order. Look, go to the Church of the Jesuit. Go to the Church of the Jesuit in Rome. The Mother Church of the Jesuits, right? Atop of that, atop of it, you see the Farnesian bloodline. What does that reveal to you? It goes back to nobility of Rome. And the Jesuits really went in there to just overthrow nations. Overthrow nation after nation after nation. I am revealing the heart of this. The core of this. The true conspiracy. Right? And of course we had the Crusades with the Knights Hospitaller of St. John and the Templars and so on. Napoleon Bonaparte himself, he said that the general of the Jesuits was no mere father abbot of a monastery, but a general of an army. We have the creation of Nazism. Adolf Hitler said the same thing. You guys have heard me say this many times before, but I'll say it again, because it's worth saying, really. Adolf Hitler said that, I can see in Himmler our Ignatius of Loyola. But it goes back to the Roman Empire. It goes back to Rome and the Roman bloodlines. And of course the papacy is Mystery Babylon, because you just see the obelisk and the dome of the papacy. And of course, you know, Capitoline Hill in Washington comes from Capitoline Hill in Rome, and you have the obelisk there. So it's the same control. It's just the Roman Empire continued all across the earth.
For £20, right, you can win it if you name me one Bible verse.
One Bible verse. Can I not name you a chapter?
Not a chapter, a Bible verse.
I've not got no.
No.
For £20, can you name me one Bible verse? Can you name me one Bible verse for the chance of winning £20?
What do you mean?
One Bible verse, any verse in the Bible.
I didn't get you.
Can name me one Bible verse?
Thou shalt not pass.
One Bible verse.
Thou shalt not pass.
For £20, can you name me one Bible verse?
I don't know.
Excuse me, I'll give you £20 if you can name one Bible verse. No chance.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from Glenda Lomax. The title is Believe, and this word was posted November 7th, 2022. Be careful of fear creeping into your souls, children. The enemy desires to make you afraid in what is coming, but I have told you, I walk with you. I walk with you and will send angels before you. There is nothing to fear. The time you have left to you on the earth is very small now. This last season is all about harvest. We will harvest the final souls that will come into my heavenly kingdom together, and you will be called home to enjoy your many great rewards. You will have no sorrow or suffering here in heaven, and I am able to render painless any suffering the wicked one inflicts on you there on earth. Believe. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in mirror. Bye-bye.
If there's one thing that makes a video twice as creepy, it's children staring at something that can't be seen. But even more unsettling is when something near them suddenly moves on its own, suggesting that something might actually be there. This next video is just as creepy as the one described. Jamie Primack Sullivan is a mother whose daughter, who at the time of this recording, was acting very strange. According to Jamie, almost every night after tucking her daughter into bed, she would catch her staring off at something in the corner of her room, even though there was clearly nothing there, except for darkness. Although creeped out by this common occurrence, it's the following incident that freaks out Jamie the most. Jamie and her daughter Charlie are filming themselves inside their home after going out for dinner. They vlog about their day and eventually start talking about people in their family. However, when Charlie brings up Jamie's deceased grandmother in the conversation, things take a chilling turn. Watch.
But where's your grandma?
Where is my grandma?
Mm-hmm. Heaven.
Do you remember my grandma? Where is my grandma? Where is she?
Up in heaven. What did she do to make her go up in heaven? Did she do a smoker?
No, she didn't do a smoker.
What?
She was just very old. She was almost 93, and her body just got very tired. She was too old.
Was she, did your grandma almost couldn't walk?
She was old. She could walk, but she was old. Okay?
Mommy, your grandma's here. And she says, hi, Jamila.
What?
Your grandma's here. And she says, Hi, Jamila.
Now, Jamie adds that her grandmother had called her Jamila growing up, and that there's no way that her daughter could have known this, as she was never told about her nickname. Considering Charlie's odd behavior, such as seeing things that aren't there, among other strange incidents, there's no doubting that Jamie was deeply unsettled by this. Just how exactly did Charlie know of her mom's nickname that was given by her grandma, who's been dead for years? While some think that Charlie could have been in contact with the spirit of her deceased great-grandmother, others aren't really sure what to make of this. But whether or not people believe her, Jamie is convinced that someone, or something, had made contact with her child. To this day, she isn't sure how exactly her daughter knew about her nickname.
I used to be a fan of Elvis Costello's music. Here's one of his albums with one of his eyes. Another one of his albums with one of his eyes. There's one of his eyes. Who would have thought, hey? Is he keeping the secret of the biblical world and about how fame, fortune, and success really work? I ask this because he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. This really is our world. Entertainment is not so entertaining. God bless you, everyone.
Agent Orange, my back is my this or out of place. I'm losing my muscle, my muscle mass because of the Agent Orange. What else can I tell you?
And right now you have pain that shoots down your back all the time.
All the time on my legs and my arms. I gotta walk with a cane.
Okay. I'm gonna put my
at my age I shouldn't be doing this. I'm young, I'm 65.
And what's your name?
Peter.
Peter.
Okay.
That's the second Peter today.
That's great.
I'm going to lay my hands on your back.
It's okay, bro.
And this is what we do. And we teach people around the world like that God is alive and well. And that he'll work through us if we just step out.
Yes.
And a lot of people are afraid to step out because they're afraid God won't use them. You know? It's like, well, I got to be confirmed. It's like Jesus dying and being whipped is good enough for me. So I'm going to put my hand on your back and I just want you to be totally honest, okay? So right now you have pain in your back from 1 to 10, what is it?
9.
9. Okay, so where is it at? Where is the whole spine?
The whole spine and my legs.
Okay, I'm going to put it here and here.
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay.
Back. Be aligned. Now. Come out. How do you feel in your spine?
I still feel a little.
What are you feeling? Anything going on?
I feel like
a tingling. Less. I speak to all the effects from Orange, what?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, and I cancel you out right now. It says that we can drink poison and no deadly thing shall harm us. So in Jesus' name, I cancel you out. I cancel you out right now. I command all the poison and all the sickness and everything that's been put into this body. I command you to release them, and you'll come out right now. Super weird. Oh, I felt something. Be restored right now, head to toe. Everything right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Do something that will make me uncomfortable.
That was amazing, Captain.
Not limping.
Praise God.
Praise God.
What's going on, bro?
Thank you, man. Welcome. What's going on?
Thank you very much.
What's going on right now?
I don't know.
Just a little break,
man. Come on, man.
Feel that tingling all over your body?
I'm feeling it too.
Okay.
No.
Man, that's the Spirit of God, like, restoring you. And brother, I know pain like you know pain. And that's why we show people, because this trains people around the world to get out of their comfort zone. Now imagine if we wouldn't have came over here.
You still wouldn't give any heavy pain.
I don't want that for you.
God doesn't want that for you.
So, where's the pain at now?
A little light pain here.
Right here?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, man.
Watch this. You're going to feel like the shockwave go through your body. Still there?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's cool. That's real cool. That's great.
Take me to your...